95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, in the midst of a Morning Hog Brew Review. That means it's Morning Hog Happy Hour. That's why Josh from SR Parade is right there. That's when we get happy. When Santa Josh brings us great flavors. And we're in the midst of one of these Island Active variety packs. And so while we're enjoying beer to start the weekend, we're also getting healthy.
Healthier.
Yeah, healthier, sure. I mean, obviously, I was the picture of health to begin with. Yeah,
I'm just...
So what other flavors are we about to dive into?
So we just tried lime. We just tried mango. We're going to switch over to watermelon.
Oh, okay. All right.
And like I said, Island Active has a regular beer as well.
Yeah.
You can find in Publix.
Yeah.
Total Wine.
Okay.
Maybe some ABCs.
All right.
But you could always check out the website.
Oh, Josh is talking about specifically the srparod.com/beerfinder website. You need a computer for that, but it's fine. Or a phone. Or a, thing.
Fax machine.
Robot, fax machine, donut maker.
Donut maker.
Yeah, you ever have one of those?
Nope.
You gotta get one, bro. It's a great thing to have around the house. Okay. All right. Okay. So what we found out so far about the about this Island Active is that they have a subtle flavor backbone.
Yep.
But it's beer.
But it's still beer.
Okay. What are we getting into? Here we go.
This one's my favorite.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh.
It's like someone from across the table saw your beer and they're like, hey, this is gonna be funny. I'm gonna throw a watermelon Jolly Rancher in there.
Yes!
Oh, just chucked it in there. But you know what? It's not funny because it's delicious. It's
not, you can make all the jokes you want about yourself, but we just got the win right here because that's really good. Holy cow, man.
Like I said, not the sweetness of a Jolly Rancher, but that.
No, it's quite the opposite of like a sugary sweetness.
Exactly.
It's got
like
a real fruit.
When you smell
fruit.
Something and you taste it at the same time. One of those. Like,
real fruit. Things. Real fruit. Even if it's not. Real fruit.
You're kind of like a watermelon just whispering, like, hey, I'm in here. Psst. Hey, guys, I'm just hanging out in the background. Don't mind me.
You know, if a watermelon was
basically like that.
Yeah. That's.
By the way, I can verify that if this beer channels its way through your sinuses into your brain, it's still good. Because when Steve started whispering, it made me laugh, and it shot right up there. Okay. Again, well done, because they got the accurate flavor.
Yep.
Of the actual fruit, not of like some sort of gum flavor. Or
exactly.
Yankee candle flavor or something like that.
Yankee candle.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. So, like I said, 12-pack variety, three flavors. Steve, beer math equals
four.
Bingo. Man, you're getting faster at that.
I'm getting really good.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah, nice job, dude. Well done.
I see it written down over there, though. That was the problem.
He did have that. Yeah, I told him you were coming.
Like, yeah.
My bad. I should have let it go natural. All right. Final flavor.
You want to try to say it, Steve? Let's see if we can get it right this time.
Schafferhofer.
Nope.
Good luck.
Wrong.
Golly.
Schafferhofer.
Schafferhofer.
There's no er. You got to. You're one. You have
well,
one.
Well, I see two ers.
It's Schafferhofer.
Yeah,
Schafferhofer.
Yeah, Schafferhofer.
See, that's what I said. Schafferhofer.
I just wanted to make him think of it.
Come on.
It's pronounced delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pronounced new flavor we haven't had before.
So
one has my favorite fruit.
Do you know what Schafferhofer means?
No.
Angel tears.
Really?
No. That's not correct at all.
Oh, damn it. Hang on a second. I was going to. I was really buying into. I fully bought into that. Oh. You're drinking angel tears.
I have no idea what it
Schafferhofer. Angel tears. See,
this is from Germany.
Okay. Authentically German. That's why we have this music.
This is authentically German. I think it even says it right on the bottle somewhere.
Yeah.
So this is a mix of a Hefeweizen.
Ooh.
Okay.
And pineapple juice.
Okay.
So the ABV on this is going to be a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Clocks in at 2.5%.
Okay.
But hear me out.
Okay.
You could run through these all day.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, because one of my favorite things that I forgot was this pineapple-based
beverage
that I've been all about. And then I started buying pineapples, and I bought one of those pineapple...
Yeah.
Things that you core your own.
Okay.
And just eating a lot of pineapple. So you couldn't have timed this better, bro. Because I'm in.
That's a really nice mixture with the Hefeweizen. You get the pineapple up front, and it finishes with the beer.
Yeah.
Sometimes in some of the shandies or rathers, the beer disappears into the background. This is a sweeter beer because it is using real pineapple juice. You guys recall the story of Schafferhofer, how it got into Florida?
No.
No.
Disney.
The only
reason it's in America right now is because of Disney.
Because of the low ABV or because
of
different flavor?
Epcot.
Okay.
The Germany spot in Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
They were bringing in German beers, and somebody's like, hey, let's give this a shot. And it did so well in Disney
that
it became distributed throughout the state.
Kind of a nice story, actually.
All over the place. Okay. It's really cool.
Yeah. To bring an idea, never mind the ABV at that point. When you get the flavor, you're like, I don't even care what the ABV is.
Well, that's the best part. Yeah. At Disney?
Holy cow.
Yeah. You crush these everywhere. Mm.
Like, hey, what is it? You've had six. I'm like, it's 2%.
Yeah.
Two and a half. I can still drive.
Give them that, half.
But, yeah, I mean, simulating that, by the way.
Typically, the regular flavor is grapefruit.
Right.
Now we have the pineapple. I believe we still have the pomegranates out there.
Okay.
And, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for all the other flavors. It's delicious.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Now, these, where can we find these?
Definitely Total Wine.
Okay.
ABC should start to see them rolling in here shortly.
Excellent.
And your local independents.
Okay. SRProd.com/beerfinder. Get it right there.
Bingo.
Wow. Wow. All right. So when you're heading into the weekend, again, we say this a lot. Branch out. Try something new.
Yeah.
Get that variety pack. Maybe you don't like all of them. Maybe you loan one to a friend.
I would like to mention, if you go to Total Wine now,
right,
we have that little display. If you go towards the beer section, we have a nice little display that shows some of the beers that we've tried throughout the month.
Yes!
Here on the Brewery View.
Right. Right.
It's killer.
So that way you're not going to
walk all over the
place. Right. That is huge, bro.
It is.
It's a lot of fun. The Morning Hog Brew Review SR Parrot kiosk.
There you go.
You know, / end cap, whatever you want to call it. Go to it and find it, and you can try the stuff. You can drink along with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. And again, we'll give out Josh's number in a minute. You could just call him directly and go, hey, these are really good. And then hang up. Don't drag it out too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Just quick conversation.
Yeah. He's got kids and stuff. He doesn't have time for that.
I'd rather talk to you guys.
Yeah. Well, hey, happy weekend. Thanks for the flavors. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.